"Never occurred to me," the lensman replied, unruffled by the old man's acid fury. He had had weeks of it at the conference.
"It is imperative that I go."
Sir Austin was still acerbic, but the intensity of his passion was abating.
"I must analyze those fields, their patterns, interactions and reactions, myself. Unskilled observations are useless, as you learn to your sorrow, and this opportunity is priceless. Possibly it is unique, since the data must not only be complete, but also entirely authoritative. I myself must go. That is clear, is it not, even to you?"
"No. Hasn't anybody told you that everybody aboard is simply flirting with the Undertaker?"
"Nonsense. I have subjected the affair, every phase of it, to a rigid statistical analysis. The probability is significantly greater than zero, oh, ever so much greater, almost 0.19, I would say, that the ship will return with my notes."
"But listen, Sir Austin," Kinnison explained patiently. "You won't have time to study the generators at the other end, even if the folks there felt inclined to give us the chance. Our object is to blow the whole thing clear out of space."
Of course, certainly. The mere generating mechanisms are immaterial. Analyses of the forces themselves are the sole desiderata. Vectors, tensors, performance of mechanisms in reception, ethereal and subethereal phenomena, propagation, extinction, phase angles, complete and accurate data upon hundreds of such items, slighting even one would be calamitous. Having this material, however, the mechanism of energization becomes a mere detail. Complete solution and design inevitable, absolute, childishly simple.
Oh, the lensman was slightly groggy under the barrage.
The ship may get back, but how about you, personally?
What difference does that make? Cardine snapped fretfully.
Even if, as is theoretically probable, we find that communication is impossible, my notes have a very good chance, very good indeed, of getting back. You do not seem to realize, young man, that to science, the data is necessary. I must accompany you.
Kinnison looked down at the wispy little man in surprise. Here was something he had never suspected.
Cardine was a scientific wizard, he knew. That he had a phenomenal mind, there was no shadow of doubt. But the lensman had never thought of him as being physically brave.
It was not merely courage, he decided. It was something bigger, better, transcendent. An utter selflessness, a devotion to science so complete that neither physical welfare nor even life itself could be given any consideration whatever.